following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Motor City Monday on the Huge Show across Michigan, presented by your Detroit Tigers. Make sure you text Tigers to 21,000 for your chance to win a pair of tickets each and every week through the end of May. Just text Tigers to 21,000 one time, and you'll be in the weekly drawings through May. And also, if you want to save 15% on select game tickets in April and May, go to tigers.com/Huge Show. That's tigers.com/Huge Show. It is a Motor City Monday presented by the Detroit Tigers on the Michigan Sports Network.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to begin hour number two on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. 19 stations strong for the one close to you. Go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. In a moment, Tim Stout from Stout on Sports, heard weekday mornings at 10 a.m. Also a TV guy, newspaper, Lansing area. He knows sports. He owns it. Tim Stout will check in. We'll get his first impressions on Michigan State's spring football showcase this past Saturday at Spartan Stadium. That's also part of our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day that you can answer. Your first impressions on the Michigan State and Michigan spring games. You can join us at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. That is on the 313 Draft Party listener line. Thursday, 3 until 6, previewing round one in the draft from the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit. Our private 313 NFL Draft Bash being put together by David Gregory, NFLPA certified agent, Bull Rush Sports, Marty Boer, and the Michigan Sports Network, and the Huge Show. Caucus Club is less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage in downtown Detroit. We're giving away five pairs of VIP bracelets because it is a private event. You can't buy a ticket. If you're 21 and up and your guest will have to be 21, go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show. On Facebook, you'll see the pinned post. Simple to drop your name, and we'll announce the five winners at the end of today's broadcast. And you'll join us. Top shelf food, ton of TVs. Copper Craft Spirits will be flowing at Water Brewery, serving up their Big Pick beer. Thanks to Josh Garvey and his team at Dorn Mayhew. They're going to have people from their world headquarters in Troy joining us, along with Josh and some of his team from Dorn Mayhew's GR office. Matt Golden and his entire crew at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Thank you so much for being a part of it. It's going to be a great day. So if you want to get in on, there's only five pair, that's it. It's a limited location. We have like 200 people in there. Go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And you can put your name in the drawing. Simple and easy. You'll see the pinned post, @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Then with the draft Thursday, one of the bigger questions, and I saw Pro Football Focus College talk about it, will Michigan break the record for the most players drafted? There's talk now that JJ is really becoming the most likely second overall pick. Man. And we'll talk with Anthony Broome coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dusty May is just going to work. Master of portal combat. He is. This is his, and Superfly goes to work. This is his ringtone and message when a recruit calls Dusty May at Michigan? Brett, you don't have it working. There you go. You don't have it working. What are you doing? Yeah, I set it up and you didn't have it working for Dusty May's voicemail.
Choose your destiny. Excellent.
Get over here!
That is beautiful. He's mastery, but you not having it ready when I went to it ruined the timing. That's like Mick Jagger ready to come out at Soldier Field and the band wasn't ready. I need to trademark the Master of Portal Combat. I do, because people are going to be stealing that. It's the internet. People tell me, yeah, you can't use that photo. It's Twitter. Sue me. It's Twitter. You don't own anything. I got copyright violation. Yeah, really? It's Twitter. Another cool thing I saw in photos was, and I don't know the exact date, but the dedication of the Tom Izzo football building and Ishbia and donors and Izzo donating and, you know, and Smith. I'm telling you, Michigan State football, between the coaching staff, Izzo support, the university getting it right here. And you look at Aiden Childs, who, again, I watched that twice. I said it last week. I don't know if it was with Stout or Comp or whoever. I predicted Aiden Childs would be the best quarterback in the Big Ten. That was before I saw him play, based on intel I was getting from East Lansing. If he doesn't do anything stupid and he doesn't suffer a major injury, he will leave Michigan State as the most athletic quarterback ever to play there. Mark it down. Remember it if you're listening on the game, 7:30 a.m. You'll be with your friends. You might be golfing like where Tim Stout is. You let him go through because he's the dean of sports. And I remember when Hughes said Aiden Childs is going to be the best quarterback in the Big Ten. Maybe when it's all said and done, if he doesn't get hurt or do something stupid, he'll be the best to ever play at Michigan State. Oh, that's typical huge hype. Really? Yeah. Yeah. I predicted Michigan State's record to a T last August 3rd, and I said 14-3 for the Lions. And I said they'd win the NFC. And how close did I come? My visions are God-given. Tim Stout will attest to my visions. He is standing by. If he's not done puking right now after hearing that from Stout on Sports weekday mornings at 10 a.m. on the game, 7:30 a.m. in Lansing. TV guy, how you doing, Timmy?
I just rewrote the lead script for tonight's 6 o'clock television sports. Aiden Childs receives incredible praise, enormous expectations from leader in all-time Michigan sports media, who expects nothing but the all-time greatest performance in the history of Michigan State football. Words to that effect, I'll have to work on it a bit. That could be the new lead story for tonight at 6.
I think you need to call the news department and get a crawl happening like during Judge Judy right now or something, or whatever they're doing. Or it's, I don't even know what shows are on because I'm on every day at 3 to 6. I haven't watched afternoon TV in 25 years, 30. I've been doing a talk show 32 years in the afternoon.
You haven't missed anything. Believe it.
I will say this. The vibe was pretty good. The intel was right. And for what it is, a spring showcase scrimmage, whatever you want to call it, you know, that with what he's brought in, the coaching, little things, I'm not saying they're a Big Ten power, But this is a team that is in a much better place than most would expect, considering what they went through last fall and where they are now.
Well, you could say then they could finish 5-7 and they were a better team than they were last fall.
I say 6-6. 6-6 in a bowl game is my prediction. That's the bottom mark.
Well, I think a lot, you know, before the first game will probably go along somewhere in there. You know, I'll tell you what, though, Bill. In my opinion, it is so much more difficult to figure this stuff out. State just lost two key players today at the transfer portal. And there are more, you know, Antonio Gates is one of them. And he's a receiver now. you know, look, that doesn't mean just because he's Sean Brown's a defensive back. Both of them had a lot of experience last year, though. One on special teams, and then Gates played in all 12 games. But, you know, he's going elsewhere, and my sense is there will be more coming and going. I mean, you mentioned Dusty May a moment ago. He went from no team. Now he's got at least five guys coming in, and one of them's from Ohio State. I mean, analyzing these teams this far in advance, especially football, with August practice around, people are going to do that no more than I do. And on Childs is the same way. Let's see. He went 7-for-14 for 106 in a controlled
scrimmage. Heisman.
If you like what you saw, then put him in the Heisman Trophy and the first pick in the NFL draft in a couple of years. If you're a little more cautious than that, which I always am, I always say I got to see these guys play, and I don't want to see them play against Prairie View A&M, because you could throw four touchdown passes against Prairie View A&M. You might throw three against Florida Atlantic, okay? So there's seven right there in those two free wins, and what's notorious to me about the media, generally speaking, who cover, especially Michigan State, the moment there's a shred of optimism, no matter who they play, that's just taken as something as, well, what a, I mean, it was the same way last year when they started 2-0 and beat Richmond 45-14. At that point, after that game, my sense is there weren't many people at that point who thought they'd finish 4-8. But things can change in a hurry, as you know.
By the way, for what they lose with Brown and Antonio Gates hitting the transfer portal, they did get former Oregon, Indiana edge Anthony Jones, and that does go right along with your thoughts that there's so much flip happening with college football rosters where you won't know until you do see the gains. But I'll say, and I've been saying this all spring football, that you have a quarterback, you have a chance, in my mind.
Oh, I totally agree. Now, whether he's that guy or not, he hasn't started one single college game, and he wasn't good enough as a freshman last fall to start on a team that went 8-4. I'm not knocking him at all. I'm just saying those are the facts of it moving in. And I think it's impossible to, you know, he had some overthrows. I didn't watch everything. I was out of town, didn't see the thing live, so I had to watch some of, not all of it, but some of it when I got back. I mean, for instance, the running back Nathan Carter, where I was on Saturday, Bill, the thing came over my phone. Oh, man, what a great touchdown run right out of the chute. Well, then I watched it. And I'm not taking any away from him either, but two guys at the line of scrimmage just fell down. And once he got past them, all he was absolutely wide open. So how you can figure one way or the other how that will play out in the game moving forward, at least for me, is impossible to do. And to me, spring football is like spring training in baseball. Everybody's optimistic. Everybody had a good spring. Everybody thinks we're going to make the playoffs. It's just the nature of where it is when you're starting out. And to your point, 6-6, I have no reason to argue with you one way or the other on that. I have no reason to argue with you one way or the other than the fact that they are clearly going to have to make significant improvement almost everywhere on the field from where they were a year ago. Now, whether they do or not, I guess that's why you play the games, right? But I don't think those first couple of games are going to be a good litmus test, just like last year, because they had no trouble winning the first two games, and it didn't mean anything because they didn't play anybody, in my world anyway.
Yeah, Tim, I might be going overboard on two Heismans and the overall number one pick 3 years from now in the NFL draft. I'll wait for Aiden Childs to play some games. I'll wait until his first Big Ten game. Okay, I'm not going to spend the whole summer. I can't hype him up like that and say double Heisman overall number one pick without ever starting a game. You're right, Tim. That's why I turned to you. You're not just a dean of sports. You're the Dini Lama.
Well, to your point, though, he might bring one thing to the table that, in my opinion, they have been missing, frankly, for years. And that's a quarterback who can make plays with his feet, because they run him and he has speed, okay? Well, they haven't had that at that position. You know, most of the time, when Peyton Thorne was there, I mean, when he ran some, but then he got hurt. So, you know, it's a risk-reward. If they have a guy who can make plays with his feet the way J.J. McCarthy did at times for Michigan, well, and wait all these NFL quarterbacks who are doing well, but they can do now, well, then you got something. The risk, in my opinion, of that is sooner or later, if he gets hit, where he might not otherwise get hit, what if he gets banged up and then who's next? Now, the kid who's a backup, is Tommy Schuster out of North Dakota. You know, he has experience at that level. He's from Michigan. So, you know, he's played a bit. I was surprised with his numbers. He agreed to come into Michigan State because he knew he was going to be a backup. But I think he wanted to come home and take his shot and see what he could do. You know, to me, I wouldn't eliminate him either. I think in today's football world, you got to have a backup quarterback. By the way, did you hear that, Detroit Lions? Because you still don't have one. But nonetheless, for Michigan State, to your point, yes, they need a starter. In my opinion, they need a starter who can make plays with the feet, and they have not had that. And they need a backup so that if something happens to this kid, they're not just bailing out. Because for the last couple of years, once they get past the first quarterback, even if he has limited ability, then it really goes downhill from there. And I think Jonathan Smith clearly has in mind the fact we had to bring two quarterbacks in here, is which he did, beyond what they had. And all those other guys, he saw those guys, and none of those guys, in his mind, obviously, were going to be difference makers to turn it from 4-8. Now, how these guys develop and who they're going to throw to and who's going to block for them and who's going to run the ball, all that, I guess, we'll see and watch it play out during a game. Look, I'm not disagreeing with you on Giles. I just haven't seen him play in a game, okay? I'm not, because, you know, I think Jonathan Smith did not recruit him to Oregon State in the first place to be a backup, and I don't think he brought him to Michigan State to be a backup. He obviously must see something that he thinks is got a lot of high opportunity, and that, you know, and he... And, last year, Tucker couldn't figure out who the quarterback was. You know, they lost Peyton Thorne to the transfer portal because he didn't support the guy, among other issues. Well, this time in spring practice, Jonathan Smith made no bones about it. This is the quarterback. This is our starter. This is the guy we're going to develop. So he didn't need to worry in spring practice about his job because this coach made it clear from day one, this is the guy we're going to turn to. And that's unlike what I've seen around here in some time, frankly.
I love the open side of Jonathan Smith, everything he's done since he's been hired. I also saw the photo 2 days ago. They had the celebration of the dedication of the Tom Izzo football building, and you had Ishbia, and you had Jonathan Smith and Izzo and his family there. Pretty cool. You could tell just from the videos and photos, you know, Tom was touched. He also gave back to the university. I haven't been in there yet. How cool is that place?
It was spectacular. I mean, it's just, you know, and, you know, to me, Bill, you know, it used to be before naming me to likeness, if you were going to keep up with the Joneses, you had to make sure your facilities were absolutely top-notch, no matter what it cost, wherever you had to get the money. And toward that end, Michigan State, frankly, has tried to do that. You know, I'm old school. I can remember the metal lockers when I used to see them when I was first going on the air, and now I look at what it is now everywhere, not just here, but everywhere. But now with this name, image, and likeness, I think schools are going to have to prioritize what they're going to do with the resources that they have available. Are you going to land recruits based on the facilities you have or are planning to have, or are you going to land recruits because here's what we can compensate you with if you come here, regardless of what the facilities are? I think there's more NIL issues now than there ever have been before with a lot of these schools. I don't think it's sustainable. I buy all that. I think there's some kind of an abyss that's coming. This is going to have to get dealt with. But in the meantime, you know, how are you landing these? This Dusty May at Michigan, how is it that he got five guys in the portal in a matter of hours and Juwan couldn't get some of these guys to come in here month after month after month? It sounds to me that when Michigan landed Dusty May, a commitment had to be made that we can't just expect him to come in here and not give him the tools to win. We're going to have to give him the tools to land players in here. Three of those five guys I'm familiar with, Bill. And let me tell you, Michigan won't be 8-24 next season. That's my guess there.
Yeah, again, it's about culture. It's about, you know, molding a team together. I agree with you. We did talk to Ballas last hour. He said that a sizable number was one thing that Dusty talked about. And he went out across the country and met the big boosters face to face and doubled their NIL pool, doubled it. And that's how they're dropping all these big names who are signing, getting some cash, getting paid. And Michigan could be, based on what I'm just seeing, you know, this weekend. You know, you go back to Pippen's son committing a high schooler out of L.A. They potentially could be a Big Ten championship team. Seriously.
Well, I think, I don't think he's done, but to me, when I heard the old school refrain that, well, no, the way, you know, you just kind of, you know, you still build through the high schools and then you just pick up a transfer guy here and there. I don't buy that for one single minute. I think where Michigan is right now in basketball, trying to go through the height, and, you know, and look, they did get the one guy. Okay, you're right. They got Pippen's kid. All right, so you got that. But to me, in the world you live in today as a coach, man, I'm going, if I've got the resources, I'm going to the portal. I'm going right to that portal. It's like Wisconsin lost this A.J. Store, only the best scorer, the best player I've seen them have in years, and he only left because Kansas figured out a way to get him more money. I mean, it's what it's become. That's why I say, as bad as Michigan was last year, this guy's not going to go into a gunfight with a cap pistol as a basketball team. He'll, and I can tell he's not done. And he's got a lot of guys to choose from, too. Plus, he can sell, if it matters to any of those guys, a Michigan education as well. I don't know how many of those guys care about that. The Yale guy might. He might care about that. And that guy, you know, helped Yale win a game in the NCAA tournament. And in the football end of it, but, you know, now the portal's open on the football side. I kept saying last week, I don't think the big deal for news coming out of spring practice is going to be the final practice. I think the big thing coming out of spring practice is 2 days later when the new week gets here, who goes to the portal from these football teams and who do they bring in? And to your point, they just brought in this linebacker, Jones. This is his third college. He was at Oregon, Indiana, and now Michigan State. I mean, so trying to figure this out, I mean, it's a world that I'm not familiar with and most people aren't familiar with because of the rapid change in the way this all works in the last couple of years.
Tim Stout, Stout on Sports, weekday mornings, 10 a.m. on the game, 7:30 a.m. in Lansing. Huge show live if you're in mid-Michigan, 3 until 6 p.m. on AM 7:30. That's Monday through Friday. You also see Tim on the TV. He'll be talking about my prediction that Childs will win two Heismans, be the overall first pick, and a year from this fall, Michigan State will win a Big Ten championship in football with Childs. And all of Spartan land will be smiles.
We may have to break into programming. I'm just telling
you. Hey, Judge, we interrupt Judge Judy. We interrupt Judge Judy. She's got a rule on somebody didn't pay the rent, and people are watching this for a half hour.
Or Jeopardy, because we got Jeopardy that goes into
I think Jeopardy, people watch it and want to pretend they're smart. People are lucky to get 1 out of 10 on questions on Jeopardy. My mom and brother sit there. I swear to God, I hear cartoon music when they're watching Jeopardy.
Yeah. No, I hear you. So that's why if we break into it, we're not screwing anybody up because they won't be getting the right answers anyway.
So hold on. I made some of these predictions about Denard Robinson back in the day, too, and those didn't pan out. But I think with Childs, so two Heismans, overall number one pick, one Big Ten title. I won't go national championship. And then a college football playoff appearance for Michigan State in 2000, a year from this fall. That's all I'm putting on.
When he speaks, Billy, you know, I think he says all the right things. I think
I love him. I think he's a talent. I watched the Big Ten replay on it a couple times. If you watch Jaden Daniels, JJ could go 2 to Washington. It could be Daniels, whatever. He's going to go top 5, 8 for sure. All the quarterbacks are, all four of them. I'm going to tell you, or three of them at least, is that I'm going to tell you that he kind of reminds me of Jaden Daniels. Not quite as fast as him, but he reminds me of him. And I think for Michigan State, where they were, just like where Michigan was with Juwan Howard just 2 months ago, where Michigan State was to end last season, so we'll go end of November, where they're at right now, I give Coach Smith and his team and the support staff there and the players who stuck around a ton of credit. And same thing with Michigan Hoops. Timmy, I got to get to a network to you.
Good to talk to you, Bill. Stay in touch anytime. Tell Ballas I said hi.
I will. Chris Ballas was on earlier. Speaking of Ballas from the Wolverine.com, Anthony Broom from Ann Arbor on what Dusty's doing. Portal Combat Wizard.
Choose your destiny. Excellent.
Portal Combat! Get over here!
That's the name. There's his recruiting pitch. Anthony Broom from the Wolverine.com. He'll join us next.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Motor City Monday presented by your Detroit Tigers. Make sure you text Tigers to 21,000 and you will be in the weekly drawings where you can win Tigers tickets via text. Just do it one time and you'll be in every weekly drawing through the end of May. Text Tigers to 21,000. And if you want to save 15% a ticket on select games in April and May, go to tigers.com/huge show. That is tigers.com/huge show. Throughout our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day, what were your first impressions on Michigan State's spring football showcase and Michigan's spring game? Whether you're a Spartan fan or Wolverine fan, you can join us at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. We just had Stout on. He mentioned the Spartans lost Antonio Gates Jr. to the transfer portal. Brown, a DB. I think one thing to watch, no matter what school you cheer for, whether it's here in Michigan, across the country, if you see a lot of movement today and tomorrow, that's not a good sign for the program. It's not. And a lot of movement would be if you got into that 7 to 10 players bailing. Anthony Broom from the Wolverine.com is standing by. We got a checklist of topics to hit with him, but we'll start with the college football transfer portal. Any movement from the Michigan roster so far on that?
Not yet today. I believe they're in the portion now where obviously spring practices are over, but I think now you have guys meet with position coaches, you have guys meeting with Sharon Moore, and they'll kind of build out a plan moving forward. So there could be some movement. There might be some things percolating. I don't know that there'll be any major pieces on the way out, but spring camp, you have guys competing and guys want to play. So we'll see what happens with that, but no movement as of our phone call right now.
So it's really almost end of season part two. Where do I stand with the program after spring ball when players will sit down with Moore and position coaches? They know their place and they'll decide if they're going to stay or leave, correct?
Correct.
But the good thing is you don't have a mass exodus and nobody as of yet. So I think that's a good sign for Michigan. I do.
I think it is. And again, that's not to say there won't be any movement, but, again, this was kind of the zone, what we were waiting to see. You know, after Sharon Moore was hired, yeah, they were coasting off good vibes and coasting off continuity from having Sharon Moore taking over the program. But I think we all kind of look towards this spring transfer portal window as, all right, well, let's just see how much of a grasp Michigan does have, on its roster. And have on its guys that, want to try and run this back next year. So, to me, it wouldn't be a surprise to lose a couple guys at positions that they're pretty deep at. But I really do think that we're going to see Michigan probably add in this next, week, 8 days, whatever it is, in terms of, they only have 5 scholarship wide receivers. That's not going to do it. You like the guys that are there, but, you're a pulled hamstring away or a tweaked ankle away from, being really thin there and having walk-ons on your depth chart. So certainly think they could afford to add there. Maybe some depth up front on defense, a little bit of depth on the back end. I think they will have to look to the transfer portal for at least, a body somewhere, either at cornerback or at safety. But, I think that the storyline to me, and again, things could change day to day, hour to hour. We know that. But to me, I think the biggest storyline coming out of the spring window will be maybe what Michigan did to round out its roster as opposed to, having to go limp into the summer having lost, a couple guys at a couple spots.
The spring game this past Saturday, what surprised you? Were there any eye-popping moments, players, positive, negative side? What were some of the things you took from that game at the Big House?
Yeah, I think from a wide-angle lens, I think it was a little more competitive than I thought it would be. I think they're probably a little bit deeper than some people are giving them credit for. You have a lot of guys that haven't played a ton of football, but will have opportunities given – all these guys that we'll talk about with Michigan at the end of this week that wind up getting drafted. The quarterback position is a big storyline too. And, I think coming into the game, I had this expectation that it might look like, I think back to the 2015 spring game where you have, Shane Morris, Alex Melzone, Wilton Spate playing quarterback. And that's before Jake Rudock comes in and you're just kind of like, the guy isn't here yet. I thought the quarterback play was pretty competent and somewhat encouraging. I thought that Alex Orji, you can see the vision of what he could be in that offense. And I think a lot of things for him are going to come down to rhythm, to timing, to making good reads, smart decisions. And Davis Warren, a guy who, comes in, he's a former walk-on, earns a scholarship as a backup to J.J. McCarthy. And, I really like the way that he ran and operated the offense on Saturday. So to me, you look at, we're a week into this spring window being open. There are no, there are no fixes to the quarterback position in the portal right now. And Kirk Campbell was kind of adamant that they're not really going to look to add there, that it would be more like a wide receiver. So, but I come out of that spring game a little more encouraged than I was going in about, listen, I mean, I won't argue that a one-to-one replacement to J.J. McCarthy is there, but I think there's a chance they can come out of this with pretty competent quarterback play that could get you to 9-10 wins and maybe beyond.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I was pleasantly surprised you used the same words, that Moore seemed comfortable. Coaching seemed like they've been there before, which they have under Harbaugh. And yeah, you lost JJ, but you have options and you have athletes on both sides of the ball. And that's what depth should provide when you've won three straight Big Ten championships, beaten Ohio State three straight times, and you're defending national champion. It'll be fun to watch. I'll tell you what's crazy right now. I want to shift gears, and before I let you go, is what Dusty May is doing in Portal Combat. He is just he is owning it right now, and I somewhere there must be a big pile of money, because when you're getting dudes from Auburn or you're getting guys from big name schools to roll in Alabama, and you can outbid for their services, and you're coming off a bottom feeder year in the Big Ten. It's not like Michigan has won three straight Big Ten titles. The money must be there for Dusty to put together a team that, like Tim Stout was saying from Lansing in the previous segment, the roster they're putting together, when you're looking at what the Big Ten's going to lose and what they have lost with portal moves and graduation and guys going to the NBA, Michigan right now on paper, I'm looking at everybody starting to think they might be a Big Ten title contender in year one for Dusty.
They could be. He's done a nice job. He's done a hell of a job. And you know, I think, you know, when you play the game of portal combat, as you coined it, you know, a lot of people are looking at the transfer portal and, oh, this is that top-ranked guy that entered. Or, let you know, you got the number one, the number four, the number seven, you know, whatever it is, guys that you want to get in on. But what I see from Dusty May is he's not just filling the roster with a bunch of one-year stopgaps. You know, a guy like Roddy Gale from Ohio State, he's got 2 years of eligibility left. Trey Donaldson, the point guard from Auburn, he's got 2 years left. Sam Walters from Alabama, a guy who has 3 years of eligibility left. So you get bring those guys in and you add them into the mix with you know, some of the holdovers from the previous regime, some of the recruits. You know, they sign officially Justin Pippen today, you know, a rising rising senior who is a top 100 prospect. All of a sudden, like, you're not just filling out a roster for bodies for next year. You kind of have like the core of something maybe for the next few years. So I think he's done a tremendous job. I mean, he's a guy from the start where, you know, he is a type A guy. He's extremely organized. He's thorough. He's, you know, he acts with conviction. You get the sense they vet guys too. You know, I know a lot of people hold their breath and wait for, oh, you know, are they going to get through admissions? And, you know, I don't want to drag a guy on the way out the door, but Juwan Howard, I just don't think his roster building was as well researched and certainly not as thorough. I mean, I think Dusty May has at least publicly offered maybe 40 guys in the portal, and there might be guys we're not aware of that he's offered, but you know, they do their homework, they do their legwork, and he's building a really nice basketball team. Now we'll see what happens in terms of how the chemistry comes together and all that, but you know, you look at the roster he's put together, the coaching staff he's put together, I think year one success is coming. I don't think it's going to be a couple years before you're competing for NCAA tournament berths. I think they get back to that pretty quickly.
Hey, man, I agree with you, Anthony Broom. You can follow Dusty and the off season. His first off season feels like he's been coaching there for 5 years. Amazing. You just kind of feel the beeline era there with Dusty, and you got spring football. We'll see what happens with the transfer portal. They're up to date by the hour at thewolverine.com. Anthony, Chris Ballas, Clayton Safey, Doug Skeen, Johnny Borton, and the crew at thewolverine.com. Anthony, appreciate the updates on the Michigan spring game, transfer portal, and Michigan hoops.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right, Anthony Broom checking in on the Meyer guest line. Meyer, proud to welcome back the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give that benefits local food pantries. Father's Day week at the Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of GR. Tickets and tourney info go to MeyerLPGAClassic.com.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
We're teeing off our 10th year.
at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Make sure you listen weekly to our Moving Ferris Forward interviews with Ferris President Bill Pink and other leaders who are moving Ferris forward. Find out more about Big Rapids and Ferris and what they have to offer at ferris.edu.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Jeremy Reisman, Pride of Detroit, he'll join us on Draft Week. Motor City hosting the event Thursday through Saturday. Reisman coming up here in just about 14 minutes. Remember, The Huge Show is proud to partner with David Gregory, NFLPA certified agent, and Bull Rush Sports Management. They're based in Grand Rapids. Marty Boer, Michigan Sports Network. Together, we are bringing the 313 Draft Bash to life this Thursday at the Caucus Club, world-famous Caucus Club, less than a half mile from the NFL Draft Stage in downtown Detroit. It's a private event, 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. on Thursday. Great food. Honolulu Blue from Coppercraft Distillery will be served up and more. You have to be 21 to get in. It is a private party. Without a bracelet, you can't get in. And here in less than an hour, I'll announce the five winners who will get two bracelets each to get into the 313 Round 1 Draft Bash at the Caucus Club with The Huge Show, Bull Rush Sports, and also the Michigan Sports Network. Thanks to our friends from Coppercraft Distillery, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, and also Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. So go to at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You have about 40 minutes before we draw all the names, well, five names, and you'll see it's simple. Pin post, at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and the winners will be announced here within the hour, and then you'll be contacted early this week, I would think in the next 24 hours or so, by Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network. It is a private party, so please, you won't be able to go. I know a lot of people are just asking me for bracelets. Hey, man, even friends. We got like 200 people in this place. It's going to be a great night. So if you want to win those tickets, go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. A shot at winning them, you'll see the pinned post on both pages. Now, if you miss any of our huge opinions, interviews, hours, or full shows, our podcasts are free, and we are everywhere. Just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts and catch up and listen on your schedule.
Big, bad, huge.